Many Democrats are concerned about the possibility of Bernie Sanders leading the ticket this November. Some have compared him to George McGovern, the South Dakota senator who became the Democratic Party's 1972 presidential nominee, only to be trounced by Richard Nixon in the general election. South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn, who endorsed Joe Biden, brought up McGovern's failed campaign in his interview with Here and Now's Tanya Mosley last week.
I was around in 1972, and that's what I see happen here today. History ought to be instructive. And I may be wrong about this. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't think I am.
Derek Thompson has been looking at the comparisons between McGovern and Sanders. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from Washington. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you have a piece in The Atlantic with the headline, Bernie Sanders is George McGovern, though you see big differences between 1972 and today. Let's start with just a reminder about what happened in 72 and how McGovern became the Democratic nominee.
Well, let's start by listing all the ways that 2020 and 1972 are eerily familiar. In both years, an ethically dubious Republican is the president. In both years, the early frontrunner in the Democratic primary is a veteran East Coast senator. And in both years, the establishment favorite falters in the early primaries, and the anti-establishment left-wing senator takes over the frontrunner spot. So we know who these characters are in the 2020 version of the story. Trump is the president. Biden was the establishment frontrunner. Sanders is the insurgent. But all this was happening in 72. Nixon was the incumbent Republican president. For most of the Democratic primary in 72, the most likely challenger seemed to be the long-serving senator from Maine, Edmund Muskie. Muskie's downfall, however, provided an opening for one George McGovern, and that left-wing senator drew a lot of enthusiastic support from an ethnically diverse, younger crowd, a lot of newly enfranchised teenagers, and he won the Democratic nomination before, as we all know, getting trounced, as you said, by Nixon in November.
By the way, this brings me back to one of the greatest political books I've ever read, which was the Hunter Thompson's Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, yep. 72, all about this campaign. Right. Here is McGovern accepting the Democratic nomination at the convention in 72, where he touted his plan to guarantee a job for adults.
A program to put America back to work demands that work be properly rewarded. That means the end of a system of economic controls in which labor is depressed, but prices and corporate profits run sky high. It means a system of national health insurance so that a worker can afford decent health care for himself and his family.
Sounds kind of familiar, Derek.
This is why I said in the headline of the article, Bernie Sanders is George McGovern. McGovern called health care a human right. He wanted a, as he said right here, a national health insurance system. He wanted to increase Social Security. He wanted to boost union rights. He wanted to raise taxes on the rich. He wanted work to be a national guarantee. Sanders stands for all of this. So yes, 2020 is different than 1972, but in many ways, Sanders is running on a platform whose first draft, or maybe second draft after FDR, was written by George McGovern.
And why did McGovern lose so badly to Nixon?
The easiest answer to that question is it's because Richard Nixon was extremely popular in 1972. That's weird to think of in retrospect because we know what happened in the in his second term. But Nixon was a really popular president in 72. His approval rating for much of that year hovered in the mid-60s. Donald Trump's approval rating has not exceeded 50% since, I believe, his first or second month as president. So the incumbent in 72 was much stronger than the incumbent in 2020, and that is largely why McGovern lost. There's other reasons, like, for example, you had less polarization. So, in fact, you had a lot of Democrats move over and support Richard Nixon, who, in fact, was a rather liberal president given his Republican identification, at least compared to today. But most importantly, it's because Nixon was hugely popular while Trump is not.
So then is McGovern not a warning for Sanders supporters?
I think it's a complicated issue. I think that on the one hand, it's clear that lots of far-left candidates have run for president in the U.S., and they've all lost, unless they were running arguably in the middle of a Great Depression. And this hooks into a lot of public political science research that seems to indicate that far left-wing or far right-wing candidates tend to be riskier than moderates. At the same time, 2020 is really different than 72. There is more income inequality. There is more diversity. There are new changes to the electorate, like the gender gap, and women are almost certainly going to vote Democratic over Republican in 2020 by a historic margin. The country has moved to the left on a host of issues that McGovern himself championed, whether it was gay rights, healthcare itself, or income support for poor workers. So this is a really, really different year, and I think it's always risky to compare one year to something that happened 48 years ago. But history is, as Clyburn said, it can be instructive, so it's important to listen to both the rhymes while understanding the differences.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We'll link you to his piece at hereandnow.org. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.